Let me just say something, because the Spirit of God spoke to me on this whole idea of giving and receiving. The reason why I want to take you there is because I really believe that this economy cannot sustain itself with what's going on. Because it's this thing is bubbling up again, you know, and we need to get off of it. We need to look at our sowing and reaping as our way of getting increase, rather than working two jobs or three jobs. Nothing wrong with good work, but my point to you is, let's look to God and trust Him. Learn to trust Him for our increase. So, I just want to teach you what I know. That's all. And if I can teach you what I know, and you can come on in here without grumbling and complaining, I'm gonna tell you, I can take you somewhere. I said I can take you somewhere, and by the Spirit of God. All right, let's read. I'll start reading at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, taking you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having all done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, where we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Y'all with me? All right. You see this part that it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, you shall be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked. Let's just look at something. As I was reading that, come on over to 1 Peter chapter 5. In 1 Peter chapter 5, now I want you to look at this. The enemy knows that our minds are very powerful. They really are, folks. They're very powerful. In fact, let me just say something here about this. Without human assistance, Satan cannot affect one square inch of this planet. I will say it again. Without human assistance, Satan cannot affect one square inch of this planet. Are you all with me here? Now, I'm saying that he knows that you have, as a human that God made, is powerful. He knows that. When Jesus came, He came fearless. Let me put something here. And when He walked, when He started His ministry, He had a fearless attitude towards adversity. Fearless means absolutely no fear. He was fearless in his mastery over circumstances. He was fearless and not afraid to go before the Father. He was not afraid of Satan or demons. He was not afraid of disease. He was not afraid of death. Nothing could kill him. He Lord have mercy. I got to slow down here. Actually, this is. He got to this man, put it up on Mark chapter 5, verse 1. He got to this man who was, in fact, demon-possessed. Means demons was using a man to cause problems in the earth. And I said something. I said, without human assistance, Satan cannot affect one square inch of this planet. In the beginning, when he tempted Eve in the garden, what did he use to tempt her? Now, I'm not talking about the tree. I'm talking about what creature? He used a serpent. He needed something to speak for him. And I'm saying to you that as they were, I'm just putting these things, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost, you know. As they were in Mark, I don't know where I got you, but that's, just stay with me. In Mark chapter 4, verse 35, and the same day when evening was come, they said unto him, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a what? Pillow. And they awake him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Now, what did I say about this? I said that above all, taking the shield of what? Faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery what? Darts of the wicked. Where does he shoot those darts? At your mind. At your mind. His job is to tell you, you are sick. Now claim it. Come on, his job is to tell you, now you know you are not going to get married. So his job is to tell you, whatever your desire is, his job is to come in and shoot a fiery dart. You are not going to pass this course in school. Matter of fact, you're too stupid to be in school. That's his job, to tell you that it will not happen. And that is a fiery dart. And what you've got to do with a fiery dart is you've got to put it up against 2 Corinthians and chapter 10 and verse 3. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds where? In the mind. Casting down what? Imaginations and what else? Every high thing that what? Exalts itself against what? The knowledge of God. What did God say about your health? See, I got to take this. It is written now. And I got to take this sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Folks, you think he doesn't come after me? Folks, I got to run him off, look like, all the time. Because he's shooting a thought in my mind. And you got to understand, wait a minute, right away I got to put it up against the word. I don't care what it is, because he'll give you a suggestion and a symptom at the same time. Boop, boop, just like that. Just that quick to get you to claim it. See, claiming it is speaking it. remember one of the sisters here, he said, I said, sister, how did you get rid of that and so forth that the doctor said you had? She said, I